Welcome back to Huskies Drive Time here on Mix 93 WKMJ. Not only does he have a great men's tennis team, he also has a great radio name. Kevin Kalanick, the head coach, is with us. Good morning, Coach. How are you?
I'm doing good. Thank you.
When are you going to come in and do my shift for me and so we can hear that, you know? Kevin Kalanick in the morning here. Tell me, that's great. That's awesome, man. Congratulations, Coach. You are undefeated. 5-0 on the season, 3-0 in the GLIAC. A few wins on the road this weekend, taking on Lake Erie 9-0, 8-1 over Malone, and 6-3 over Walsh. And I guess let's start with the Lake Erie thumping on the 21st. Everything went the way we planned. You there, Coach?
I am. Can you hear me?
Barely. You're you must be down to a half of a bar.
Yeah, you know what? Let me go. I'm inside the SEC. I'll go outside here. I'm going to be, if I get frostbite, you got to tell Suzanne I'm not coming in today. Okay, how's this?
That's better. Much better.
Okay.
We're talking about asking the Lake Erie matchup there.
Oh, yeah, yeah. The Lake Erie went, like you said, it went exactly as planned. They were struck a little bit this weekend, but they're a pretty solid team. Joe's a good.
We're losing you there, Coach.
Okay. I'm going a little further away from the SEC now. How's that?
That's better.
Oh, jeez.
Okay. Okay.
Lake Erie.
Yeah, Lake Erie had a, we took care of business. Like I said, Joe does a good job with those players. They just struggled a little bit this weekend, so played solid, both doubles and singles all the way around.
You bounced back one day later. You got the win against Malone, and then Walsh. Talk about, you know, those two teams and what makes them good and how are you able to get the wins?
Well, Malone is a much better team at doubles, and I was worried that we were going to struggle with doubles against them. And if you don't get at least two doubles points. You don't go into singles with enough momentum sometimes, but again, we took all three doubles at Malone and were able to sweep or get five of the six singles match.
And then Walsh 6-3, a little bit tighter of a match, but yet you guys still pulled away two of the three singles matches two of the three doubles matches in your favor, and then four out of the six singles matches.
Yeah, and I, you were breaking up a little bit too, but yeah, Walsh is a very good team. That was, you know, you worry about all your matches, but Walsh was the one of the three matches this weekend that I was really worried about. And the step, we play the courts are a little different at Walsh. You play on carpet, 8 o'clock in the morning. Which my guys are not morning guys for the most part, but we really took care of business at Walsh.
Well, good to see you. You got a week off now before you go down to Hilton Head. Talk about that trip briefly.
The Hilton Head trip is a business trip. It always sounds like it sounds good. We're going to Hilton. Just remind players that it's a business trip when we go down. Especially this year, we play a couple of win teams. We were lucky enough to have some coaches play us, and I'm really looking forward to that trip because we're better there. We play a lot of matches in a short time, and we play high quality opponents. So it's a great trip, especially heading into either the face Grand Valley and the Big Dogs.
All right, Coach, you're breaking up there, but we appreciate your time. Congratulations on the season so far. Men's tennis team 5-0, 3-0 in the GLIAC, three big wins over the weekend at Lake Erie, at Malone, and at Walsh, and heading to greener pastures in the next couple of weeks. That's Kevin Kalanick right here on Mix 93 WKMJ. And I'd like to remind you, Michigan Tech basketball coming up on Thursday against Northern Michigan. No hockey this weekend, Wes, but a lot of hockey to watch, or at least pay attention to as far as what the standings will be going going into the final weekend down at Minnesota State.
Yeah, absolutely. A light weekend for Tech sports. Absolutely nothing going on Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, and with our spectator sports for sure. And so it's interesting, kind of a weird, odd week late in the season. But we'll look forward to, like you said, watching the standings, seeing where everybody kind of falls. And I think maybe by the end of this weekend, we might have some sort of picture. We'll at least be able to predict some outcomes and potential seeding scenarios. But I don't know if you saw the release from the WCHA yesterday. There's like 470. Thousand combinations left to go for WCHA playoffs. So the one thing I think we do know is that Michigan Tech has clinched at least a playoff berth. I think we do know that. I don't know all the math that went into that, but I think somebody figured out that Michigan Tech has at least clinched a playoff berth, which is good, and now they get a chance to fight for some home ice, which would be the first time since 1993, and they've assured themselves of a above 500 record, or a 500 record or above, for the first time since 93 as well. So a great year for Michigan Tech hockey. We'll look forward to getting back in action on March 7th, which seems so far away, but it's only a week and a half now.
What did you say? How many combinations?
470. Is that what the number was?
It says here, just 2 weeks and 18 conference games involving all 10 teams remain, but the possibilities for final standings and playoff scenarios are nearly endless. This is saying 387 million, to be exact.
Oh, okay.
That's
right. I had my numbers wrong then, yeah. But it's...
I mean, that's incredible.
Yeah, it is millions, you're right.
That's unbelievable.
Nine digits.
Or 387 million. Oh, that's unbelievable. That's crazy. So anyway, thanks, Wes. It will be fun watching what happens. And I don't know if any of those games will be on the sports channels at all, television-wise. But we'll keep an eye on that. And the basketball teams, again, is there a bus going down, Wes? Do we know?
There was a bus planned. Okay. And I think if you're still interested, contact Bob G at mtu.edu, and he'll get you signed up.
All right, that's Huskies Drive Time right here on Mix 93 WKMJ.